Maddox, I've got Alex Cross here. He's making a pretty good argument for holding off on Mary Wagner just long enough to interview her. How much more do you think we're going to get on her? Fielding asked. It's done. We've got plenty to take her in. It's all circumstantial, I said into the speakerphone. You'll have to let her go. Yeah, well, I'm working on that. What do you mean? I asked, already starting to fume. What aren't you telling us, Maddox? What's the point of shutting us out? He ignored my legitimate question with one of his trademark stony silences. Listen, between LAPD and the Bureau, she's under constant surveillance. She hasn't shown any sign of making a move. We know her timetable. Let me just talk to her at home. This could be a last chance to get her in a non-defensive state. I hated the conciliatory tone of my voice, but I knew the interview with Mary could be important. Detective, I know you and I have our disagreements, I said. But we're both going for a quick resolve here. This is what I do best. If you'll just let me... Be at her house by 6, he said suddenly. I'm not making any promises to you, though, Cross. If she doesn't go home after work, or if anything else changes, that's the end of it. We grab her. By the time I had arched my eyebrows, there was a click on the line, and the call was over. Chapter 91. She didn't bother to use the chain lock. I heard it rattle on the back of the front door as she opened it. Mary Wagner?
Yes?
Her large feet were bare, but she still wore the pink maid's uniform from the Beverly Hills Hotel.